I'm going to ask the congregation to rise as we begin a time of prayer with the prayers of the church. In our prayers this morning, we have a really special opportunity. It's a privilege to uplift one particular person today, Tiffany Smith. I don't know if the Smiths are still here. It looks like they, oh, they're back here. Tiffany is going to be delivering a baby tomorrow. So that's going to be a C-section. Yes, very exciting. We want to uplift Tiffany and the entire family, because that is a family event. But we want to pray for Tiffany's health especially. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, you desire that all people are saved and come to knowledge of the truth. Send out messengers to every corner of the earth that people from every tribe, nation, and language would hear the saving mercy of your Son, Jesus. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, send your mercy to all who are struggling financially, the homeless, the poor, the unemployed, the underemployed, and those dealing with unexpected situations. Lead them through this challenging road and provide people and systems to help them. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, you invite us into holy conversation with you through prayer. But we often neglect this invitation. Help us to speak to you more frequently and more fervently. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, look with favor upon all who are sick, injured, and recovering. Lord, we thank you for the privilege to share names and concerns in holy conversation with you. Today we especially pray for Svenja and Vicar Dahler with her illness. May we be a blessing to them, and we do pray for better health for them in the days ahead, for Svenja specifically. Lord, also for the gift of life and how precious it is. We thank you for what is to come here in a day ahead and pray for safe delivery and for health and well-being for Tiffany through this. And for each member of this family that adjusts, for Roy, for Carly, for Harry, and for also grandmother Joni. Bless this family in this exciting week ahead. Lord, we also uplift those that are on our hearts this morning that are sick and recovering, for Kai and Bev, Wyatt and Charlie, Haley, Paul, Forrest, Rebecca, Kylie, Sandy, Rick, Cassidy, Addie, Monty, JD, Andrew, Kiera, Carlos, Kathy, Peggy, Dylan, the family of Rob Stanley, Roman, Becky, Nikki, Mal, Bob, Anita, Yoriko, Doug, Vermeer, Joan Held, Brian Johnson, Gladys, Christopher Noel, and the Hagen family mourning David's death. Lord, this week too, we recognize some people that have shifted from sick and recovering to an opportunity to give you thanks for answered prayer. For Ellen Holroyd, recovering from surgery. For Britt Gable, the fantastic news that he is cancer-free. And also for Mary Griffith, for her finding of a new home in Lebanon. We thank you for these. Have mercy upon each person and heal them according to your will. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, you sent your Son to be the mediator between God and humanity. Grant us peace and reconciliation in our homes, our congregation, our community, our country, and throughout the world. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we commend all these things to your infinite mercies, which are new every morning. Lord, in your mercy. We pray the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his everlasting peace. Amen.